great. All right, let's jump this thing up now. Lit podcast. Tupac on my shirt. Lit podcast. My bad, y'all. It's a long night. Get myself together. Jesus, you look fine, Brittany. Yo, what up? Welcome back to the Players Podcast, our podcast, the podcast for the players. Hey, nigga, the Player Podcast. The Players Podcast. What's going down, man? We back. Trying to do the thing. I'm tired, y'all. What's going on, though, man? We in here. The ladies is here. We got Bree.
I'm a little tired.
Wife.
Me too.
So look, damn, did anybody tune in to that ass whooping?
Oh my god.
Nigga, did anybody tune in to that ass whooping that fucking the Locks gave? Dipset.
I only tuned in because of you. Made me tune in. It's like, I'm just kidding.
Hell yeah, nigga, because I knew it was going to happen. It was so many niggas talking shit. Locks can't fuck with Dipset. Dipset. That nigga Dipset was all show, my nigga. All show.
Didn't they go against, like,
Jadakiss? Yeah. Them niggas was all show, bro. That's why they had to come out with all the diamonds and all that.
I mean, I don't know. You know, I used to listen to some of their songs back in the day.
Who was listening to Dipset?
I just was only, like, attracted to them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what, it was all show.
Yeah, they were, like, the popular kids. You know, they were the popular kids in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The ones that all the girls liked.
Right.
You know? Like, they had everything, probably.
Niggas so that's why I just, spin, you know, nigga.
I wasn't listening to their music. I was just looking at them, getting those magazines. Y'all remember those magazines?
I'm just looking at them.
Word up.
Word up magazines. Putting them all over my wall. Right. Like, ooh, Jewels.
Right. That's what they was. That's
yeah,
what they
that's
was
what
for.
That's what they were for.
Because, like, the locks and niggas was, like, you know what I'm saying, on the corner and shit for real with them niggas. Just like Jadakiss said in the show. You can still see me, nigga, on the same block I was talking about back then. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Which one of them was in Colorado? I'm still trying to figure it out when he said that.
I'm going
to
take a guess. It's probably the one nigga, the Zeke nigga. Because fucking Cameron Dunn nigga is not going to live out here. That nigga's too flashy and shit.
We would have seen his pink Range Rover by then.
Living in Miami.
He got a pink Range Rover.
Somebody put that shit in one of my comments, nigga. That shit ugly as hell. And that's another thing. That nigga, he did. You know what I'm saying? He did come through and, like, change shit. He had niggas wearing pink. He had y'all niggas wearing pink shirts and shit. Yeah, I thought y'all was slick,
he really
nigga.
did. We ain't forget.
When I just started seeing guys popping up with pink shirts, like,
nigga,
it was weird.
Oh, God. Yeah, only time I really let niggas slide on Valentine's Day, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that kind of
shit. Do you think? I never did it still.
But still, red. Do red or white.
Exactly.
You know?
I was being nigga every Black. Valentine's Day. You niggas was wearing pink tees, nigga, the big ones too.
Like, was it came to your knees? We didn't forget.
Pink bandanas, my nigga.
Right.
Pink shoelaces.
All that shit. I'm like, nigga.
Getting their shoes spray painted pink.
Right.
What the fuck is going on out here?
Y'all remember them airbrush shirts?
The airbrush shirts was dope.
I used to have an airbrush
shirt. That shit was tight, actually.
I just got rid of it, too, like a couple years ago. I'm like, I just need to let this shit go.
Right, I used to wear it to bed.
That shit's funny. Yeah, so them niggas lost horribly.
That's funny.
They got their asses washed up, nigga, like some dirty dishes, nigga. It was bad. Like, damn, y'all niggas can't even rap. That nigga Jada Kiss is clowning them niggas. Like, you don't even know your own songs. You don't even know their own songs. They lip syncing.
Cameron was looking like someone's uncle out there with that ugly ass hair.
Oh my god!
Like,
I'm gonna have to look this up. I'm like,
for real, it's like a little puff.
And like, that nigga had on the he had on the jogging suit, like the nigga off the nigga with the earpiece. That's all he was missing.
Oh my gosh, that's I didn't even pay attention.
Oh god.
That so you is. See they ain't got no style no more. It's like the
that's funny.
Jewels don't mean nothing. And Jim Jones, I just kept looking at him like, are you off of something? Like right. Not just weed, like just the way he was walking around stage.
The niggas was clowning them niggas. I'm like, damn bro, it's like that. I thought y'all niggas was, you know, at least have it together.
Just washed up at the point.
Yeah. Niggas ain't even got it together. I'm like, god damn. Fuck. And then I seen a picture of Juelz Santana. I didn't know that nigga's teeth was like that.
What? Because his teeth is gone. So, well, like, they were gone because he was doing like drugs and alcohol.
Because no, you did can't a long time ago. Did he have perfect teeth or was he the one with the chip tooth?
No, he was the one with perfect teeth because I said that would used to be his thing. Like, you know, he used to be smiling right, yeah. And doing like, you know, all his teeth things.
What?
That ain't nigga.
Right.
No, in the verses you can't really. I don't remember seeing nothing with his teeth. He might have had teeth in the verses, but there was just this picture, nigga. Somebody shared, you know, every time you come up, you know, motherfuckers gonna start bringing up all your shit.
Well, no, cause he went all Love & Hip Hop like this, you know? Like with them teeth, like with them missing teeth,
like this.
Yes,
I would never come out level like this. Like, where is your teeth?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck, my nigga, what happened, bro? That nigga, alright?
And then, like, when he was, like, doing, like, the green screen, like, on the Love & Hip Hop, they were, like, little, like, so it was, like, the two teeth, his and then, teeth like, just little. So it looked like, even, like, crazy. It's like, what the fuck is going on with your mouth?
Right.
This?
Then I was like, okay, it's a done deal. I definitely don't think you're cute no more.
Not with front missing teeth. Like,
you cannot have
it's front. It's one thing to have a missing side tooth, and even that's bad. But the front?
Like, both of them, though. And then his wife, like, that's all the reason why he asked her to marry him.
Because he's fucking breaking down?
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, you need
that's
some teeth.
That's a fucked up thing to say.
What do we have to do?
Okay, that was fucked up. I should have said that.
He's falling out. He's trying to grab
I
on
take
the
it back.
Damn, nigga. Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing for them niggas, man. I ain't gonna lie. And Lox was like punking them niggas and shit. Grabbing on them niggas and all that.
Mm-hmm. Jada kissed through his little bandana. Juelz bandana on the ground. I would have left that there. He all tried to walk around like, and then he all grabbed it.
Tried to sneakily.
And put it back on his hand. I would have just kept it there. Like, right. I ain't about to look like no bitch. Like, you know, like, I don't know.
Y'all already ain't got no teeth. That's why. Let's not make matters worse.
That shit was horrible. Horrible.
You ain't got no teeth. You got your bandana snatched off. What's next?
These niggas fucking Styles P was pulling Cameron had this fucking chair like a lawn chair on the stage and shit. This nigga Styles P is grabbing on this nigga's leg and shit. He's trying to kick this nigga off him. I'm like, man, this shit's bad.
Too many boundaries have been crossed here.
This shit's bad. Like, so, damn. I can't even go into all that because I ain't from New York. I ain't even gonna go there.
I know, like when I used to live in New Jersey, that's all they used to play. Oh my god! And you know, I'm not really like a East Coast listening to that. Like, I don't like their style. Right. Like, you know, I'm more of a West Coast down south right. Girl.
Trizash. So, them niggas was boo boo.
I used to hate the radio out there. Like.
No flows, nigga. No, they're not smooth.
It's like old school type rap.
Okie dokie. Pokey smokey. Jokey jokey. Right. Oh, nigga. Like, nigga. Cut it out, nigga. I want to hear that shit.
I just cannot.
Well, shit. With that one, what could be another good one, though? That one turned out better than I expected, for real.
You know, I know what? Like, I know you liked it there. I didn't care about that. But, you know, I really did like Bow Wow's and Soulja Boy's. Like, it was entertaining.
Bow Wow and Soulja Boy? I didn't watch that.
Yeah.
Me neither, but Soulja Boy...
Soulja Boy's fucking funny.
He is funny, though. Like, he is just like, you know, get the...
Soulja Boy, as far as his music, yeah. But, I wasn't banging on Soulja Boy. Yeah, Bow Wow got way more songs than, or at least, that'll get the girls screaming, I'll say, than fucking Soulja Boy. But Soulja Boy had a lot of songs that people know.
But he was getting more hype. He was getting me more hype than Bow Wow. For even real? Though I knew about a lot of, obviously, I know a lot of Bow Wow songs. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Soulja Boy is like, you know, his songs were all about that. Like, get the... You know, when you used to go to the house parties, everybody, yo, you,
right.
Yeah, so he was getting in the crowd. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then now, you know, he redeemed himself. Like, he's popping on TikTok.
Soulja Boy is a fucking character, man. He's one funny nigga.
I just cannot.
I'm going to have to check that one out. I didn't see that.
I didn't like Ashanti and Keisha Cole, though.
Ashanti and Keisha Cole.
I didn't see that one either, but it's just like, was that really a bad?
How is it?
Let's be real. Ashanti has some hits, but she cannot sing.
Yeah, she can't.
Like,
that's what people are saying too.
You only made it because you're pretty, and
she seems like a bitch too.
Ashanti?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Yeah, she seems like she's like, you know, like, I don't know. Maybe she wasn't back in the day, but you know. Maybe after fame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn. I mean, shit. Keisha Cole, she seemed like she would kind of, you know.
The fact that she was late. Like,
Keisha Cole was late.
Mm-hmm. She was late. Like, and Ashanti was pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for real? She was mad?
Yeah, she was mad.
Like, my dog is funky.
But it's just like, I don't know. I like the Jagged Edge 112, but ain't nobody beat Jagged Edge.
Mm-mm. I said it has to be like 112 and Black Street, or like 112 and... I don't
know. But Black Street's more like, I mean, they got some hits, but they're more like the slower. I don't know. Jagged Edge got in the party, in the bed. Sad songs, happy songs. There's so much variety.
It's true. Like, it's true. I don't know who could go against Jagged Edge, nigga. Them niggas is
I definitely don't know who could go against Jagged Edge.
Right, like, especially the group.
They got some hits, but no. They got some hits.
Not enough hits, though, for Jagged Edge.
Right. Peaches and cream. No peaches and cream.
Some of their older songs, too, but they ain't got nothing on Jagged Edge. I'm sorry.
Yeah, at all. They're not even close. Nobody's close.
No.
Jagged Edge versus who? That's the question. Mm-hmm. Jagged Edge versus who? Lil Wayne versus who? You might can find somebody for Lil Wayne, but I don't know if they're going to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking,
He's just like, his lyrics is unmatched. Yeah, nobody's going against
Lil Wayne. And the fact that he doesn't even write his music.
Thank you.
This like, who's going up against song. That?
Right.
Yeah, he'll get on there and start doing songs nobody ever fucking heard.
Right.
Just shut the shit down. I just went ahead and played my new CD for y'all.
And then I know somebody was saying, like, Chris Brown and Usher. No.
Chris Brown and Usher.
I don't even know who's going to go against Chris Brown, though.
Right.
Like, Usher is not even in, like, I guess they could.
That same generation.
Yeah, they're not the same generation, though.
That's true.
Usher was more back.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Chris Brown came in as he was fading out.
Mm-hmm. He basically took Usher's place.
Pretty much.
Because Usher, man, that nigga Usher was doing his thing for a
Usher
minute.
Usher got a lot of hits.
That one CD, that whole CD was hard. That one. Okay.
Confessions?
Like
that,
Confessions, yeah.
Confessions.
I'm like, damn, but Chris Brown got a lot of CDs too.
And a lot of hits.
Yeah, and a lot of hits.
I don't listen to Chris Brown.
I was just listening to Chris Brown last night.
Even his earlier on albums.
You gotta give it to Chris Brown. My girls like Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? Chris Brown been around shit since high school.
Literally.
You know what I'm saying?
Still around.
And he's still around. Keeps evolving. He's like the Lil Wayne of singing.
And then it's like, you know how Usher tried to do techno?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did I catch that?
It's probably like a song or two. I gotta look it up. But you probably know the song. But then when Chris Brown does techno, it actually works.
Yeah. Mm. It works for him.
Okay.
A lot of stuff works
y'all gonna for have to show me.
Right.
I don't know why, but it just do.
Looks.
He's versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He could do his thing, yeah, man. He dance.
He just can't act.
Yeah.
He can't act. You don't think so? He did good in that one.
Don't say you got served. He lasts like 5 minutes.
Nah. It was something different.
I forgot he was in the menu. Got served.
Right, because he wasn't really in there.
Right, he was
dancing. That was B2K's movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, but
he was in there.
Was he?
For the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. You got served.
He died. Remember, at the train tracks.
Oh, that hurt. That hurt you. I think I seen that movie maybe one time. It was probably with a girl.
What's that called?
Right,
this Christmas?
I don't know.
He said I seen it one time. I used to replay that movie over and over and over.
You got served.
Because okay. I used to love B2K.
But let's be real. That was a cheesy
B2K
movie.
Was
like,
it really was. If I watched it now, I'd be like, why the hell?
Right.
It cheesy.
It was.
For real, I'm going to have to watch it.
Just like, oh, wait. Maybe he was in Stomp the Yard.
Was it Stomp the Yard? Honestly,
I think he was in Stomp the Yard. Wasn't he?
I don't know.
Because remember, he was Columbus Shorts' little brother.
Oh, yeah.
So he was doing all the dancing for him.
Yeah.
That nigga. Dope,
Columbus Short is fine.
Aisha thinks the same thing. She loves that nigga.
James hates it. Look, that's why he got mad when you said something. Y'all, oh, I forgot about that
book. Yeah, that's another one, Taisha.
He is fine. He's kind of skinny now, but he's fine. You know what? I was so attracted to him in Cadillac Records.
Cadillac Records? I've never seen it.
Remember with Beyonce? Like the.
Never seen it.
I
don't know.
He's so
fine. I'm sure he's
I think it's like his attitude in there, who he played in there, and he was so fine.
He's just got to be in
so fine. He was just so fine.
He was fine. He was fine. Tyshia's like, go girl, I'm saying. Get it out for us.
Don't hate.
Hey, go ahead. I don't know.
I'm loving him for a second.
All these niggas look the same to me. You feel me?
No, they don't.
Yes,
they really do.
They really don't.
I said to me.
Do all girls look the same?
Definitely not.
Exactly. Double standard.
Double standard. I mean, you know, what am I supposed to say? Like, I really don't know. I don't know, you know. There's a nigga who I could think girls are like, and no girl like this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, see, seem like he'll get hoes, you know, but he ain't getting hoes. You know, gonna be these ugly niggas that be getting hoes. I know some personally, like, this nigga.
Are they ugly?
Yeah.
It's probably personality.
Mm-hmm. They get the bitch ass. You know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. It's not my job to be fucking knowing. Okay? Like, shit, these niggas all the same to me. Shit. You know? But shit, fucking, I don't know. Chris Brown, I think he's kind of the king, man. You know what I'm saying? Just, I brought up fucking Twista yesterday, too. Who go against Twista?
It gotta be another fast rap.
Mm-hmm. And the only person that I could think that raps fast is Tech N9ne, but he's definitely not going against.
Right. I mean, Tech N9ne, no, he got his own world.
Yeah, he do got
it's
his
two
own.
Different.
So if all his people show up, Twist is going to lose.
Because he's the only other fast rapper I can think of. Like, you know?
Tech N9ne.
What about Busta Rhymes?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Now that might be a good one.
Yeah, he definitely could rap fast.
Busta Rhymes and Twisted?
Isn't he kind of fat now?
Nah, that nigga swole as shit. That nigga ain't fat. That nigga swole as hell. He's just too damn strong.
Now he twists his fat.
What's up, son? Twisted was always kind of a little chunky little nigga, though.
He's a little fat pie face.
Damn. Twisted and Busta Rhymes, that's a good one.
Yeah, they should do that one. But didn't Busta Rhymes go against someone else?
Did Busta Rhymes have a versus?
I thought he did.
Not that
did
I remember.
He? Maybe he didn't.
He might have. Shit, well, I don't know, I can't think of no other good ones. R&B, Erykah Badu versus who?
Nobody.
No one's in her lane. Because I said Lauryn Hill, but she don't have enough.
Does it have to be a girl, though? Does it have to be a girl?
She could go against Common, if you want to say, like, but Common's you don't really cool. have that much.
Common probably has a lot of hits for his crowd, but...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, like, their music is, like, that similar, like, conscious type mm-hmm. of music is what I'm saying. You want to...
Yeah. It's true. Badu got stacked, but she's way more smooth, though. Her shit be, like, mega. Just soothing. I mm-hmm. play some of her shit 100 times mm-hmm. in a row. Mm-hmm. You know? Especially if it catch me on the right night or some shit. Mm-hmm. Erica Knight. She got a lot of shit, too. You know, so you just keep fucking banging her shit. But yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of motherfuckers like that. Who y'all think? If it's him and Twista, what's up, big cousin? But she said Busta will win. Think so? Busta's tight. Busta. But nigga Twista. But I ain't gonna lie, my nigga Twista, man. I'll say after maybe Chocolate Fees and Red Bones. Nah. Maybe he had a couple more.
He had some hits. After Cabaret at 5. That was a good.
Is that what I'm thinking about? There was a song on, I think that's the CD I'm thinking about, was kind of the last one I really felt. Mm-hmm. Kind of just.
None of his recent stuff.
I'd be like, come on, Twista, I know you still got one more for me, bro.
But I'm like, Ledisi?
Who's Ledisi?
What's his name?
You know who Ledisi is?
I'm not even mm-hmm. seeing the comments.
I just started seeing. Real good artist.
Of course, Jamie Foxx.
Jamie
Foxx.
Who's gonna go against Jamie Foxx?
That's true.
Jamie Foxx versus Chris Brown. Really
no.
No, what the heck?
No.
Twista go hard, but Bus is more mainstream. He definitely is. That's true. Twista got some motherfucking classic calls, nigga. Yeah. I'm talking about that nigga.
She says Jill Scott in America. I can see that.
Jill Scott in America. But does Jill have enough music? Does Jill Scott have enough CDs? Does Jill Scott have enough CDs?
I ain't really listening to her like that.
Me neither.
I know, like, some of her main songs, but I'm like, I would pick Erica.
Erica. My dad used to like her ass. Ledisi? I don't know who that is, my nigga. I'm gonna have to learn about her. Jill Scott, Erica. Yeah, Twisted and Busted, I think that would be a good one. I think that one would depend on what crowd is in there.
Right.
If it's all New York niggas, Busted gonna get it. And Busted do got some good songs.
Where's Twisted from?
Fucking Chicago. Mm-hmm. So Chicago's in that bitch. Mm-hmm. Busted is gonna have to put up a good fight. Mm-hmm. Cause they gonna like him too. But they gonna fuck with Twisted.
Who would y'all put against R. Kelly?
Nobody. Like
Chris
no,
Brown.
No.
No. Because R. Kelly, even though he did what he did, like you can listen to
music,
like
yeah.
all his songs, like
literally.
I'm still having
you
a
can
hard
literally
time
play.
Time.
Yeah. No. But like you could play his CDs all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the next like, oh my god, they wanna fuck. Like, I don't know, like it's just like he's a whole mood. Like
right,
you know,
is.
Like
I like his music. I was never into him like that.
Ew, no.
When he came out, he was like super old. I was super young. Like,
right. He was not attractive. Yeah. Especially with his bald head. Like him doing all them ugly dances with them leather pants.
In the shades. I can't get over the shades. Bald head and shades. Like, you're not cute.
Right.
I don't know what the girl.
The shades. He knows what he was looking at. R. Kelly can't be touched musically.
Mm-hmm. He can't.
Whoa, that's a big statement.
Definitely not against Chris Brown, because I'm like, Chris Brown, he sampled one of his songs. I think it was 12 Play.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, no. Nope.
R. Kelly's a cold-ass nigga, bro. When it comes to that.
I just don't see what the one thing
as far
I think
as
it's just because, like, he can sing. Yeah, he can sing. Just imagine if your man can sing. Like,
yeah,
and then, like, it's a plus, but it's, no. I'll be mad. Because every time I get mad, this nigga will start trying to sing, like, and then I'll just be like,
right.
Because, you know, it's just something about guys that can sing,
she
like,
said,
you know.
I do not agree with his life choices, but his music is that shit, mm-hmm. Oh, God. Yeah, man, you know what I always wonder, ever since his whole thing been out in front of everybody, I'm like, nigga, how in the fuck is you making so many goddamn sex tapes and all this fucking music at the same time?
Nigga, the sex is inspiring it.
Jesus,
right.
They said it's duffel bags, my nigga, of evidence of your ass. Like, nigga.
That's weird.
how is this shit possible? Like, you a freaky ass nigga. You got a lot of energy.
But then when you go back and, like, listen, then you be like, you can't listen to it the same because you'd be like, you really wasn't can't. Talking to the girls.
Kelly.
Like, no.
Beast. No, yeah, I definitely agree with you because of his life choices, man. It's like, damn, bro, you how do you get stuck on the mess with kids? How do you even cross that line, my nigga, mentally thinking about that shit? What the fuck is wrong with you, man? You know what I'm saying?
Kids is nasty.
Seriously, okay. Nigga.
They don't be washing their ass.
Right.
They don't even know how to clean
pissy
their
ass.
Clean their body properly.
Running out of options. Like,
right.
What's happening here?
It's crazy to me, my nigga. But yeah, I don't know how R. Kelly's very talented, man, in a lot of different ways, okay? Sex master. And he got daughters? Aw, oh, man. See?
Horrible.
Big cousin. Cheez Its, nigga.
Y'all gotta try the buffalo ones.
And grapes, nigga. Together. I'm about to do it right now. Y'all niggas at home, we gonna see what's gonna happen. It might be good. It might not. It's like I already tried it last week. It's good. I already tried it.
She ain't like the pickles and cotton candy.
Yeah, the pickles and cotton candy is
good.
It's messy and it's sticky. I don't like sticky.
It's good.
Brittany, she's still eating it, y'all. She been eating it ever since.
All bad.
Yeah, I remember it. It's okay. It's like a kid's snack.
Try
it?
Yeah.
You might as well.
I like cheese.
It's like a kid's snack, I
it
feel
is,
like.
Literally.
But, it's like cheese and grapes. Yep, that's exactly what Brittany said. Mm. Cheese and grapes. I've never
cheese.
Had cheese and grapes before.
And cheese is good, too.
Cheeses and cheese?
Mm. The buffalo cheeses.
I wonder if there's something we can make. Crush it up, Cheez-Its. Mm-hmm. Mm. You never know. Crushed up chicken breast, Cheez-Its. Hey, y'all niggas hungry? I'm hungry, nigga. I think I'm about to cook.
Watermelon and mustard. I'm not trying it.
What the hell are you out there doing, big cousin? That sounds crazy.
And then what if the watermelon's not sweet? Like, that's going to be worse.
Watermelon's never sweet. That's the problem with it.
Yes, you got to pick the right one. It'd be sweet.
Watermelon's nasty. I'm going to put it on out there right now. Watermelon by itself. Mustard is good. Mustard is bomb on catfish, though.
Watermelon and salt,
a chicken tender cheese.
Nigga, y'all want to cook that right now? Y'all want to cook some shit?
No. Like, what is you talking about?
We're going to cook on the show. I got some chicken breasts already thought out. I should make some chicken strips, nigga. For real.
Not on the show.
All right, next time. The kids trick me. Tyson, we ain't doing all that. I ain't cooking. I'm about to cook, nigga. But I ain't going to cook right now. Next time, I'll just already have it ready. And then we'll come. Oh, big cousin's calling me. Hold on. Shit. How do I do this? Oh.
That's
yeah. Hey, somebody text Danny for me and tell him my bad, nigga. Tell big cousin my bad hood. What I miss? What up, nigga? Man, we out here talking about these verses, bro. Who can go against Chris Brown? Is Twista and Busta Rhymes a good verses?
And who could go against Jagged Edge?
Who can go against Jagged Edge? Mm-hmm. But who can go against Erykah Badu? Somebody said, maybe Jill Scott. Watermelon tastes like dirty water. Nigga. Watermelon, nigga.
That sounds gross.
Right. It tastes like a watered-down fruit. It sounds, I mean, it's refreshing.
Mm. Watermelon if is you, so trash, nigga.
No, it's not.
If you get the right one and it's cold, and it's cold and you bite into it, it's so refreshing. Like, you know, it just be like,
but it's not
I
anything.
I think it's annoying because the seeds.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to eat the fruit.
Shit, the seeds is the thing with the most substance about that shit. Watermelon is like a fucking...
It's water. It's like the water. Mm-hmm. That's why it's good for you.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Just like cucumbers. Like,
yeah, bell peppers.
Or is it a trick?
Mostly water.
This is like dirty water. Facts. Jill Scott got
like
my vote. She's really nice with the mic. Oh.
But this is surprisingly good.
I have no flavor. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I don't like the other melons.
You think it would be like a grape?
Ew.
It's not. He said, you think Jill Scott would beat Erykah Badu, bro? Mm-mm. Erykah Badu made me cry, nigga.
Yeah,
Jill Scott ain't never done that. I'm just saying.
Well, she do got some hits though, like
Erykah Badu made me motherfucking cry. So she got, you know, that's what it, where it's at for me. Like all that fucking, that's why Dipset was never my shit. Because them niggas, it's all shot. Like I don't feel nothing from y'all niggas. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's just for show.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm going to let you into my spirit, my nigga, you got to be putting something back in
it
you.
It did go over your head.
What went over my head?
What he said.
The joke went over your head. Because I'm trying to be her mom.
Oh, my God.
This nigga's out of control. Right. Hey, I ain't going to lie. I was looking like, Taisha, you need to be jail, nigga. She said, oh, all the whole thing. Like, goddamn. Like, for real? And she big, too, so you know she can do it, too.
What does that have to do with it?
Right.
Because a little bitch, you know, struggling and shit. You know what I'm saying? A big girl, she going to have, she going to take care of you.
How you know a little bitch going to be struggling?
Because I've had little bitches before. You used to be a little tiny motherfucker.
I wasn't struggling.
She wasn't struggling.
I'm just saying, like, just because you big don't mean nothing.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to just tell you like this, nigga. Her whole thing is probably like an experience.
What?
Jill Scott. She's not big for no reason. She could choose to be skinny if she want. It's niggas who want her like that.
You shut your ass.
She gets skinny. She gonna fuck around and get skinny and lose all her fans. All the niggas gonna stop fucking inboxing her and everything. Oh my God. Like shit. She could eat me. Jill Scott, nigga. She's bad for a big lady, man. For real, ain't gonna lie. Lies. She said exactly, that don't mean nothing. What you trying to say? I mean, a little girl, I know, yeah, there's a little girl. You see, Taisha took care of me. She's still taking care of me. But I'm just saying, the way she was doing it on the stage is what I'm talking about. That moment is just look like she gonna deal with your ass. Like,
you about to get dealt with. Yeah, what if that's all she could do, though? What if she's just exactly good at playing with the fucking mic?
True.
Like, that, just because she's doing the hand gestures, I mean, doesn't right mean that she got the mouth action, but she's either. Not, like, you know?
That's true. But she's not doing that for no reason. She did that shit on purpose, and that shit got her, blew her ass back up. She said, you should. I'm saying, nigga, look, the little ladies, you know what I'm saying? There's some wild ones out there, but I'm just saying, the way she was doing, she just seemed like she just going. Deal with your ass. You ain't gonna last right. Long, my nigga. Find a new job. I know I can't rap. Who ain't rapping, nigga? Nope. What you mean, no? All right, so look. You mean to tell me? I'm not saying there's a difference. I'm not saying there's a difference. Because she could be small and still come with the same energy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, Jill Scott's. What she provided through that video, nigga.
But it wasn't exclusive. Like, okay, anybody can do that. You just happen to do it on camera in front of people.
She was probably planning that shit. Somebody told her to do it. Like, you should do that shit on
maybe
camera.
Maybe she was looking for a man. Who knows?
That's true. Jill Scott's like, I wouldn't be macking on her. But if she came knocking.
It was not that exclusive.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if she would have been doing that, like, on a cucumber or something, like, really, like, difference? Doing it. There's a difference with the mouth in your hands. Like, you could do the gestures all day.
If she's singing, though, she's not going to pull out a cucumber and start singing the damn thing. And she's a classy lady. That was a part of it, too. She's viewed as a classy. That's like Erykah Badu coming out doing that shit. It's like when she starts showing her butt, everybody's like, whoa!
Not Erykah Badu.
Erykah got ass. You know what I'm saying? Erykah Ben had ass. What you mean Erykah Ben had ass? My nigga shot Kim. Nigga, Erykah Ben had ass. Everybody knows that. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck is you talking about? I guess I didn't know. Shit. But, you know, Jill Scott's like that. Like, you don't expect her to do no shit like that. So the fact she even did it was part of that. The experience, you know what I'm saying? And all that, you know, so. Jill Scott's high. Y'all niggas smashing Jill Scott. Dominique, Jill Scott throw that thing at you. You gonna bang it out?
What the hell, James?
Larissa, what it do, lady? It's in the air. What's in the air? I wish y'all could just see my face. Your point ain't valid. I'm just saying, fucking Jill Scott. What she did in that moment, it was for the big girls, nigga. Telling. I wish y'all. Yes, I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying.
It was ain't not exclusive. Like, what was so exclusive about it?
No one's hating on her, right? Because it's her. You're acting like we're hating on her. We're not hating on her. I'm just saying that you
could. It wasn't as big of a deal as people made it.
Because you could do more with your mouth than your hands. I'm saying, yeah, you could. You can.
But in that moment, though, we're talking about that moment. Is she going to suck the damn mic? You think she can't get that mic in her mouth?
I'm just looking annoyed. Like, I'm probably looking just like your cousin, because.
She said, how you doing, sugar? I got here late. Y'all talking about booty. Jill Scott's booty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Keese is mad. Hey, look, I'm just saying, I'm not like, you know, hey, all the big girls. Blah, blah, blah. I ain't saying that. I'm just saying that's what she was doing, though, when she did that. Jill Scott was putting sex on the fucking mic, man. She was sexing the mic down, nigga. Somebody tag her, tell her I'm a chef with a big heart. I tagged Jill Scott, nigga. For real. Alright, okay. I'll shut up about it.
We're gonna go back to Columbus Shorts.
She did her thing.
Wow. Right.
Columbus, right? Come on, look. That little nigga. Little ass little guy. He's not. How tall is that nigga?
He looks small. I don't know. Okay, that's just. Okay. Okay, so just like how she was doing the mic, that's just like a guy, you know, doing what he could do with his hips, like dancing and stuff, but just because he could do that don't mean that he could do that.
That's very true, because he might get
because it might look so good, like, oh my God. And then you get it like, oh my God. Like, no,
hey, hold on. All right, let me back that up. She's right, because the nigga would be out here doing this thing, you know, he's struggling, and then as soon as that dick touch that coochie, you'd be like, oh shit, ain't no fucking none of that. You know, stuck, like, oh shit, I'm about to bust. Like, shit, I thought I was finna get you with that. Not happening. Mm-mm-mm. She said, nah, I'm not mad. But you said little chicks can't do what she did because she fluffy. Like, no, I disagree. No, I'm saying, all right, I said that totally wrong. See, I've been saying shit wrong all week, y'all. I've been getting in my ass all week. But look, I'm just saying, when she did it, she's just like, it was a fucking, I'm just saying, I don't know. Fuck it, I'm
y'all got some niggas out here twerking for y'all.
You got like, niggas out here twerking.
No, you know, like how they dance, like, you know. Oh, Chris Brown,
for example. You see, she wasn't talking about.
Yeah, I was gonna say like Chris Brown or like, you know, like there's dudes that be doing stuff like.
Right.
So one of the things. It's, I'm not trying to say hips, but I mean that is their hips, like a little midsection.
Mm. How you put it in and move it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta gyrate shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're talking about. That's cause, man, a nigga might think he about to tear that pussy up. He probably do really think that. And he probably does have the moves. You know what I'm saying?
Lack confidence is there.
He probably got the moves and everything. That's why he was showing them to you.
Because I'm saying it's the same
thing. I'm disagreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you because that nigga get up in that thing, especially if he ain't got no rubber on, and shit might change. You're like, I forgot all my moves. This is my first time again, nigga. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Or he might get into that pussy wax, so he pull out all the fucking moves. Now your ass tired of fucking, he can't come. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it could go all kind of ways, man. She said, you a chef for real? Oh, look, hold on. Hey, go ahead and get that, bro. He said, I'm a chef. Check out the page. Nigga, Jason. Nigga, I should have been in the fucking head, your motherfucking ass.
What is that?
That would be dope as fuck,
though. Deep fried king crab.
See, I don't want to do no shit like that to my nigga. If you want to come and cook on camera, bro, that'd be hard. Because that's what I was going to do. I was going to do that shit today. But, king nigga, crab. If you want to work something out, man, we'll put some bread together. You know what I'm saying? You
can come chef it up in the crib. I just want to eat some food, so.
Right.
What's your
Brittany's putting in an order, my nigga.
King crab. I got the king crab. You just do all the rest.
Oh, you already got the crab. Mm-hmm. All right, so look, we get some food, bro. How much you charge us to come whip it up, depending on what it is? That'll be tight, nigga. Have my nigga on the, you know what I'm saying? Cooking the shit up, nigga. We bring it up. That'll be hard, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Fuck yeah. You know, because I want to have my nigga Shaniqua cook some food and shit.
What's his name?
She going through some shit, so. Jason Daniels.
He has some pictures on his page.
Can you deep fry king crab, my nigga? Because actually, I want to try that too. And you know what, nigga? We got to talk, bro. I want to try lobster macaroni, my nigga.
That's fine.
I need some lobster macaroni in my life. I'll fly home for food. Because it's just like, hey, look, we cooking. Come on. Let's do it. Hey, nigga, you need to... Is you going to be here for your birthday, though? Because I know it's like right
Jason
before
Daniels.
Mine or right after mine, ain't it? Yeah, Jason Daniels.
Jason Swift Daniels?
Yeah, Jason mm-hmm. Swift Daniels, yep. That shit sounds dope. I cook for you in the family. It's the least I can do for using your name.
He looked like he can cook some deep fried.
I wasn't even going to bring that up, my nigga. Look, the first time I get the food and I make it. Hey, bro.
Look at them ribs.
Listen,
I need a rib.
My nigga.
I need a rib.
Of rib. She put in the fucking rib.
I need some catfish too.
Let me get the party pack, okay? Come with two ribs, two crab legs, a lobster tail, a shrimp, a wing. She want a rib. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Cousin, you know Ness trying to, she's trying to set something up. I'm trying to get my shit together so by the time the day come, I could be ready to fuck around.
Look at them egg rolls. They
listen, y'all, tell
perfection.
Me when.
Let
me I'll see. Come home. Your cousin, come home, nigga.
God, damn.
They look good.
Jason, bro. That'll be cold, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? All fucking weekend had a hoe.
So he be selling plates.
Right. What you cooking today?
Yeah, and I need. Right? I'm like, what's for dinner? Because
ladies want to know if the kitchen's open.
So about that.
I'm telling you, I do all that. Look through my pictures. He said, I don't even got to say nothing.
Okay, where are you? I think you're right. Right.
He said, for you, man. Look, and when he told me, nigga, that shit was funny. I think I was getting some sticks or something at the smoke shop. This nigga Jason's like, hey, man, I apologize to you, nigga. I'm like, what? What you mean, nigga? This is the first time I seen him in a long time, too. He's like, nigga, I used your name. I forgot what he said he did, but, you know. He's like, I used your name, nigga. Dude, I'm like, you like the third nigga. Why y'all niggas is using my name?
Why didn't y'all just say, like, James Cook or something?
Right. Use my name. Like, luckily, I wasn't doing shit like that. That bad. When I started getting bad, you didn't want to use my name, bro. They're like, oh, we got him. Yo, that's what went to jail. Thank God you didn't use my name in high school, bro. Or later, in the last couple of years of high school. I was being bad. Hey, bro, we got to do that. Brittany's about to leave, though. You leaving, Brittany?
I'm leaving on the 23rd.
Oh, nigga, my birthday's coming up. And I don't know if we're going to be able to do the thing. Like how we're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Tyson's trying to plan some shit. But I got some other shit in the way, my nigga. My fucking water heater's leaking, man. All my house niggas. Hold on. I'm going to tell my house niggas something real quick. After I hit the sponsor, my nigga. Not at the more. KNOTTED. AMORE. Check it out on Instagram. Check it out on Facebook. Check it out on Etsy. You got a baby birthday coming up? Take you something with you. Baby shower on the way? Take you something with you. You know what I'm saying? But look, all my niggas that want houses, all my niggas that have houses. Continue to stack your money, my nigga. Even after you reach your quality. We got cleavage in the house. Nigga, cleavage. Where is you at, my nigga? What is you doing? What state do you live in now? I fly home, seriously, just so I can eat. Oh, nigga, because I'm trying to put this together in my head right now. Look, if I just say, fuck all that other shit, because, you know, I don't like wasting money anyway. We can just have a session. My nigga Jason, come chef it up, bro. Everybody tip my nigga, though. If you're going to come, help me tip my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Let's have a fucking big-ass session, nigga. No. At the house, nigga.
No.
Or somewhere else? What do you want to do?
Like, no.
She already mad. No. Fuck no. Louisiana? What you doing in Louisiana, my nigga? You know how to make fucking gumbo, nigga, without
but
having
how
gumbo?
How do you just give her the name? Like, you really just be calling her Cleavage Jones.
Cleavage. My nigga Cleavage. Like, I don't think I would. Because she never came the day I was going to tell her, like.
Oh, my God.
I think you, like, left town or something, my nigga. But yeah, I was calling you Cleavage, my nigga, because I kept seeing your cleavage, my nigga. And it was just funny because your name's Quality Jones, so Cleavage Jones, nigga. That shit was funny. She said he called her Cleavage. She could come.
Oh my gosh.
This nigga Jason and Fool, Jason Mackin on the live, dog, nigga.
Somebody tag her, tell her I'm the chef of the big heart.
What's she
like to eat, so.
Jason, nigga, shout out to that nigga, bro. said, "What's up, Ladybug? Tell her don't do me like that." That's funny. Rent an Airbnb. That's exactly, see, that's what Tyshe was trying to do. And slide out somewhere far, somewhere way up in the mountains and shit. Just do it like that. You know, but I was going to kind of try to just dip out, just me and Tyshe, you know. Just get up out of here.
Rennie likes to say. Right, I'm just like, yeah, okay, that's cool. Everybody come eat. No, I'm trying to come together, though.
That's my thing.
I know, but we always do that. Like, it's time for us to focus on us.
I agree.
Okay. Excuse me, y'all. Hey, what y'all think we should do? Should I leave with the wife or should I stand through a big ass session? Have my nigga Jason feed all the plants?
He supposed to feed us next Sunday.
Shit, that's happening anyway.
Maybe even tonight, depending on what he's cooking.
Ooh, I want some gumbo. I've been wanting gumbo too.
I know, I want some gumbo, my name.
I want some gumbo so bad.
We might have to go to the store.
He said he makes some gumbo.
He's making some gumbo today? Crawfish etouffee. She said, "Bring your ass out here." Ooh, that would be tough.
Wait, what's the Instagram? Let me go on Instagram real quick.
Cause see, because I'm fixing on both the cars, my nigga. I'm fucked. Bring Jason. Bring that nigga with you. I feel you. Hey, I cook too, so we could go at it. Look. Yo, cousin, she's like, nigga, look, shit. Oh, that'd be hard. Like, y'all make the same thing? Who's look better? Who smell better? Who tastes better? Ooh, that'll be hard as fuck, nigga. Some cooking versus, nigga.
Tell him to go accept my friend request on Instagram. I'm trying to see something.
Let her in. Bree said, "Let me in. Let me in." I'm trying to spin.
I'm trying to see something.
That would be dope. Look, fucking get your cousin. Get fucking Jason. El Shaniqua, I don't know if she's camera shy though. She might not want to do that like that. You know? Mm-hmm. But fucking any motherfuckers I think that's be out here cooking like that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That'd be tight, nigga.
That would be tight.
That'd be hard, nigga. I might jump in it too. When y'all make wings. A bomb ass cook off, on God. She said, "That ain't far from me. You getting me excited. I'ma smoke your ass like I'm really on Iron Chef." These niggas battling already. God damn it. It's gonna be funny too, some shit talking. Mm-hmm. We had some good ass music playing. You know what I'm saying?
Some cleavage.
Oh, nigga. That's a bomb little idea. Cleavage everywhere. Oh God. Because it's in Texas, hubby cooks too, straight island and Caribbean food. Oh, I remember you was telling me that. What's up with that nigga Jay, man? Do it at my house, it's big enough. Look, she's like, "Nigga, we need to do this shit today." For real.
Still waiting.
Niggas love to eat. I'm trying to work away.
She's trying to see the gumbo
on Instagram. Get the food. I'm still waiting. Jason.
Bree's getting impatient. She might be hungry too, bro. You might want to hurry up, nigga. You know how the ladies get when they hungry. Let me in, I said. I'm in Fort Worth. Big cousin out there in Texas. Yeah, that'd be dope, nigga. That would be dope.
That's all, just fly out to Texas.
Fly out to Texas.
Right. Just make it a little quick little
get away. I got a brand new big ass motherfucker.
Go live.
Right.
That would be fun.
Do it on live. That's why I wish I was rich already so I could already have my cameras and shit. We could do that shit the real way. You feel me?
Do it check me out.
Keep up the good job, bro. Bless we going. Yeah, hey, man.
I can't see the culture.
Bro, yeah, send me your number to my inbox, man. I really suck at checking that fucking inbox, but I'm going to check it, nigga. I promise you I'm going to check it. And as soon as I get your number, I'm going to text you. The ladies is trying to do something next week.
So I'm just trying to see.
You don't have to. If you don't want to do all that cooking shit, bro, we could just buy some food from you or something. Brittany might be buying some food tonight. It sounds like. If you are in fast enough.
Waiting to get on Instagram.
She's about to lose interest, my nigga.
Just click out real quick.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, bro, no doubt. Let's fuck around, man. Let's do some tight shit. Had them cameras just call me so I can tell you. Could have been at the cameras? Nigga, I want to get some bomb cameras so I can get the angles. You know, the ladies don't want to be on camera. That's why I do it like this. But pretty soon, they ass going to be on goddamn camera. It's in your contract to get on camera.
So I'll
just playing.
Sometimes.
Everybody's here by their own will, my nigga.
Yeah. Look, everybody's trying to get
add me, big cousin. Hold on. Right. Probably add me. Everybody trying to add on God. She said, stop playing, nigga. Let me in the motherfucking Instagram. She said, we got to talk anyway. Okay, look. Here, how about this? I'm going to call you right after we get done. I was supposed to call you anyway, nigga. I wanted to talk to you about Jason. Our cousin Jason. Not Jason the cook. Because I was feeling hurt, nigga. I was feeling hurt. But yeah, let's get it in. Let's get it in because I'm going to call you as soon as we done.
And we were supposed to talk about the COVID. Like, does anybody know how to get a work? Around getting the vaccine.
Did y'all hear wifey? Nigga, my little sister came over here. She's just scared, confused, worried, you know what I'm saying? Because they've changed that thing in Denver. They put the mandate, like, if you working for the city, you working in healthcare, you working in a high-risk place or whatever, whatever that means, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I have to look they can say anything, it's high-risk, the grocery store.
You have to take the shot, my nigga, or else they gonna kick you off your job.
Yeah, by September 30th.
We need some resources.
But why? Like,
so do y'all know how to get around that?
Yeah. Is there anything that y'all niggas know, especially in Denver? Like, because I know there's like a religion thing, right? You know what I'm saying? Where you can deny things because of your religion. It just seems like I don't understand. I don't think they can force you to take shit, man. I just don't feel like that shit's right.
It's not.
It's not right, my nigga. I'm so glad I'm not in healthcare no more.
Me too. I'll be having to get that shot too.
But for my niggas, that is.
So I was in healthcare.
Yeah, you'll have to be. You'll definitely be having to get it. Mm-hmm. Be transferring all that shit back and forth. Dealing with all them fucking x-rays and shit. Yeah, see? See, I'm down to cook anytime. I love it. And it's a passion. I'll shoot you the number, bro. Y'all have fun. Be safe and keep laughing. Oh, God, that's why we're here, my nigga, to enjoy life, nigga. We just need some good food. See, I'm glad we did that because I was really going to fucking start cooking. Y'all niggas think I'm playing. I'm hungry as hell right now.
Mm-hmm.
Only ate the fucking cheese and Brittany's like, cook that nigga shit. Cause this nigga bullshit. Nah, we'll get it in. We'll get it in. We definitely gonna get it cracking. Hold on, let me see. I have paperwork for all my kids and myself already from vaccinations. Period. You do? Y'all got vaccinations? How do you feel? How do you feel, my nigga? Do you feel different? That's what I'm worried about. I don't want to take no fucking shot because of what happened to me with the flu.
That she has an exemption? Or is she saying she got the vaccine?
Okay, maybe that is what she means. Okay.
No, she's saying.
No, we don't get them. Yeah, we don't get shit either. My nigga, my kids don't take none because they had an exemption, but they voided it once the virus came to play. But I'll check some stuff out for y'all and let y'all know if there's any loopholes. Yeah, because... Man, her and her husband, these niggas, they like, oh, what we gonna do, man? We gotta start buying food, nigga. It's about to go crazy. I'm like, nigga, for real? I didn't see that message from Mayor Hancock. But I did watch it after they came over. I watched it. And he did say that. He said that, nigga, you gonna lose your job, man.
Ah, bad.
I'm like, I was thinking to myself, like, what I fucking sacrifice, nigga? And just take the fucking shot. No. For my family?
Bye. Here's my.
Like, I have no exemptions for the kids, like, for school time, but I don't know if you could add adults, because it's more just at school, like.
I think, can't force nobody to get a vaccine. That's stupid. That's like forcing somebody to get
a vaccine. She said, we got exemptions from vaccines in Texas. We not taking shit. I swear I'm not taking. That's what I'm like, man. Oh. What if he says everybody? What if the president's like...
I'll fall off the map.
Because I was prepared to start looking to move, nigga. When it was... Because the way my sister was saying it, it sounded like they meant everybody in the city. Got to get it. Like, if you were in Denver County, your address is in Denver, you got to get it or some shit. That way she was confused and scared. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so
she
passed information. They're going to knock on your door.
That's another thing she said.
No, I mean, like everybody. Like,
that's what I thought.
Yeah. And what are they going to do? Knock on your door?
Right, that's how they was making it seem. I'm like, is they gonna do that for real? Like, nigga, I'm out of here. I'm leaving. I'm selling this house, nigga, and we gone.
I'm going somewhere. Doors, though.
For real?
Mm-hmm. You're North Carolina.
All the states ain't gonna be like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody gonna be like, nigga, fuck that. Y'all come here. That's where I'll be living.
You see Georgia? He said, why I'm not making them get that? Like, it's their choice.
What
like,
did right. She like, said. They paying people $100 out here to come get it. Oh, shit. See, they paying niggas to get the vaccine.
Like, that's why?
I need $100,000 to think about it.
To think about it. You feel me? I'm like, yeah, I know y'all spent a lot of money making that vaccine.
Right.
And you just gonna give it away?
It just don't sound right.
Come on, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like the drug dealer getting a kilo. Just give it all out in samples.
Right.
Like, fuck, you gonna get another kilo, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, you letting everybody taste it. I don't understand. I'm like, where is y'all getting the funding for this shit? How is y'all able to give it out for free?
Mm-hmm. They don't give us nothing else for free. Think about that.
Right. Nothing is ever free.
Nothing. Like, the water we drink isn't even free. Right. The air that we breathe.
Thank you, my nigga.
Just ain't free.
They doing that in Texas, too? Fuck, nigga. They really want niggas to take that fucking shot. That's just crazy.
I ain't doing it.
I don't like it, my nigga. I don't fucking like it. It's like y'all gonna make us fucking, you know what I'm saying? What
but I just feel like even if they do like mandate it, I just feel like people are gonna rise up and maybe that's what they want. Mm-hmm. Maybe they want the chaos rebellion to start like how it was like Black Lives Matter. Maybe mm-hmm. they want that so they can be like, you know.
Yeah, now you have to do everything.
Yeah, now we're about to make you for real.
It's a scary time, Anik. It's a scary time. Exactly. In Vegas, they giving up to 3 ounces of weed.
Yeah, I see that too. Fuck? But you...
They're going to give you weed.
Off the map.
They're going to get you...
They're going to give you weed for taking the shot.
Right.
What?
That's going
like,
to run
people
out.
People are like, are y'all thinking like... Right. They're going to give you weed.
That don't even sound right, my nigga. What is... How? Why is weed the incentive? What is it? Why is it? Let me get some food stamps, nigga, if it's going to be some bullshit.
He
said
something.
Let me get a car. Like, right. You know what I mean? Give me a gift card to Walmart, nigga. Mm. Fucking weed.
Right, but you could lose your job for smoking weed. You get drug tested for weed, like, you know,
hey,
it's legal.
Has anybody failed a drug test, my nigga? Using the fucking, the fake piss. Yeah, the synthetic pee. Has anybody failed a drug test using synthetic piss, my nigga? I heard niggas is failing drug tests. Using the synthetic piss. Jason, that shit I had to come get from you. For real. I might have to use that shit.
What?
Fake piss.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll see. Vegas, they're giving out 3 ounces. That shit is ridiculous. Now, if they said a free house with an acre of land and no property tax, then yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's a real incentive.
Or in here.
That might be more like,
Nice. Have some more property, you know. That's some real shit, man. But yeah, it's crazy, man. Hopefully, if you do end up having to take it due to, so you can keep your life together and everything. Hopefully, nothing happens to nobody out there, man. Hopefully, everybody, you know,
right? Because you know, everybody be like, I got the shot and I'm fine. Yeah, just because it's not affecting you right now at this moment doesn't mean it's not gonna affect you later.
Right?
Like, you know, you don't know what it's doing.
It's real talk. That's the thing I don't like.
Like, yeah, you could be just fine right now, but you never know.
Right.
It might cause cancer cells. Like, right. You don't know what it's doing in your body.
You don't know what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, shit. That's why I don't want to take it, man.
That's why I don't be taking the vaccines.
Mm-mm.
He said, haven't heard. Okay.
And everybody's body reacts different. Like, you don't know how you're going to react.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully y'all smooth, man.
Be fine today, gone tomorrow.
You feel me?
And it doesn't prevent COVID. So it's like, why am I taking this?
Yeah, it doesn't prevent the COVID.
Now they want you to get a third dose.
What?
So yeah, the first they want you to get a third dose because it's going to be like a booster shot, they're saying. Like, to make sure. Because I guess, like, the sales are, like, wearing off. Like, that doesn't even sound right.
I got to get three? What?
I don't like it. I don't fucking like it.
I'm gonna pass.
I'm not gonna take 3 shots, my nigga. I don't take any shot. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna do any invasive procedures on me. That's the thing. Remember what I was saying about the medical record shit? Anything medically that happens to you gets put on that your fucking medical history. That's the HIPAA is supposed to protect that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Now they're saying that the COVID is not protected by HIPAA.
Listen to me, y'all. If they go inside your skin, my nigga. If they break your skin in any way, it's an invasive procedure. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You have a right to be like, no, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You're not going inside me. Simple as that. You know? Yeah, but well, when they were saying that they'll check your medical records and shit. To see if you got the shot. Consent. Without the to make you get the shot. Like they'll know if you haven't gotten the shot. My bad. I'm saying this shit wrong, y'all. I have my brain from last night, my nigga. But for real.
Again, you can't do that. I didn't say you can go in there.
Exactly. You gotta have my consent to look at my medical records. So how would you know I didn't have the fucking shot? Mm-hmm. It's protected, my nigga. Anything that happens to me.
They probably already are creating a system. Like, you know, like an electronic system that has.
Like a list or something.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what's going on.
But there's too many people that haven't got it. Like, again. You know, knock on somebody's door.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people,
but
too.
But they said 70% of people in Colorado got it.
Damn.
That's a big number. Adults, well, 12 and up, 70%.
That's a big number.
That is a big number.
Hopefully them niggas don't turn to zombies. My grandma has been having issues with her legs since she got here. What the hell was wrong with your grandma?
Like, I be hating that. I be looking like, yeah, I would've died because I'm out of shape.
Kevin, I give up. Fuck it. Just eat me, nigga.
Just pretty much.
Right. The one effect just
zoom in, right?
Zoom in. Bumping into walls to get it back up.
Breaking down doors. Like, yeah, no.
That's some scary shit, man.
I would have been crying already. Like.
I can hear Tyshia yelling, y'all. Like, ah! That's how scared she'll be.
You ain't lying. Zombies is.
Right. She's going to be yelling. I'm going to be in a garage or something. Like, what the fuck is going on out there? But my woman is screaming. My daughter's too. Shit, they'll be screaming. Ah! That high pitch ass. Ee! Okay. Oh, my God. Like, fuck. We ain't going to be able to sneak no fucking where.
But if they're attracted to noise, like the movies.
We're fucked.
Like, yeah, no, I ain't screaming. So I'm just going to be like this.
Just don't scream.
It's over with. Like
her grandma, your cousin said her grandma's legs. Something's wrong with her legs ever since she got the shot.
Her legs. What?
Hit me up though. I gotta go be an adult real quick. I'll let you too, big cousin. I'm gonna call you when I'm done. While I'm rolling up my blunt.
She look now. Her legs ain't working.
I got a lot of fluid. A lot of fluid behind her knees. What is that? So is it preventing her from walking, or is it making it painful? What's going on? Ever since she got the shot. See, you don't know what the fuck that thing's going to do.
And then
do
that sounds like body, blood clots. Because, you know, when I used to work in the medical field, like, a lot of old people, they would have, well, it's called edema. So, like, edema. So, swollen.
Oh, okay.
Like, fluid buildup. Yeah. And it's caused by, yeah, and then it'd be painful, but it's blood clots usually. And then you want to make sure that you treat that because it could travel to your like heart, your lungs, anywhere.
It can kill you.
See?
Right?
No.
Mm-hmm. Fuck
so
man.
She probably
hopefully
wants to go get an ultrasound.
Hopefully your grandma can get through that, man.
That's great. Like,
just so they can make sure.
Like, what do you do to? Because fluid on your knees, which your body must be reacting to something. Because, so
like, sometimes it'll just be, like, one of their legs will be swollen, you know? But usually it's a blood clot.
Oh,
and I heard that people have been getting blood clots, so that's the only reason why I said that might be what's going on. So she probably should
hopefully
go
it's
get it
not
checked.
That, because blood clots are not good, my nigga.
They're not.
My nigga, cleavage, my nigga. Hey, when is you coming back to Denver, cleavage?
Oh, my God.
I know. But she still has to work on it. Okay. I wonder if walking will help, like, circulate it out her knees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just kind of getting up and sitting back down. Just her grandma, she's more like, she's older, so.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, man. See, and that's why I'm going to take the shot, man. I could fuck up your whole thing.
Right.
She said, soon. I'll drop in. Yeah, man, let's get it in, my nigga. We about to start eating over here, nigga. But we is eating right now. It's some weird shit, though.
Let me go back on Instagram.
Brittany just got mad again. Jason, get her ass in there. All
right.
Lobster macaroni, my nigga. I'm trying to get some lobster macaroni. I don't know why, but I just feel like it's finna be the bomb.
Anything with lobster is the bomb.
Lobster's good.
I just like lobster.
Lobster's good. I think I'm gonna make some crab legs today. All right, G. Well, shit, man. I was gonna shoot something else. Oh yeah, we was gonna talk about the baby's ass. They trying to cancel the baby and T.I. and Boosie all at the same time.
Why? Why the others? We know the baby, but why the others?
Thank you, because they standing up for him.
Yeah.
Well, what did he say? Okay, what did he say that just make them so mad?
Great question.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, they were saying, like, the HIV thing, but I'm like, he didn't say gay people have HIV. He didn't say that. He just said, if you don't got HIV, put your phones in here. Right. Is that what he said?
Be happy for yourself. Like, what's wrong with that?
Because a lot of people got HIV. Like, you don't have to be gay just to get HIV. Like,
right. Can't spend HIV in the gay. It don't equal that.
Right. No offense, but stop acting like being gay, LGBT. Stop acting like it's so special. Like, what?
Like,
no offense. Y'all are cool and all, but there's nothing special about your sexuality. I'm sorry.
Like, why?
It's true.
Right, like you don't hear us be like, "Oh, I'm about to go get some dick today." Like, right. No one cares. Or I'm about to go get some. That's all you guys say. Like, okay, you guys like to have sex with the same sex. Okay, that's fine. Like, but we don't need to know that.
We get it.
We're not sharing that, you know, with everybody, all day, every day.
I mean, because it's fucking obvious we have sex. You know what I'm saying? Especially if y'all got kids and shit. Clearly, somebody's having some sex around here, somewhere. Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's supposed to be private. That's why things like pornos and shit was all like taboo-ish and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You watch that shit all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's why sexuality, anything sexual, is not private no more.
Because girls getting smashed on camera.
Mm-hmm. Desensitized to it. But they don't have to push their agenda. Right. I don't even think he was like really talking about, because he said that.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't sucking dick in the parking lot.
This fish is funking. Why is you tripping, nigga?
Oh, all my niggas, if you ain't sucking dick in the parking lot, is that why they were mad?
I believe that's the gay thing. That's what I thought. Be proud of yourself or be happy for yourself. Whatever he was trying to say.
How is he attacking the community?
Right.
Just because he
wasn't
said
that. Attacking them.
And again, everyone's entitled to an opinion. Not everybody's gonna like what you like, so who cares? Like, y'all get really so offended.
Man. They trying to rape that.
How you know we ain't offended? Because we like the opposite sex. Like,
right? Yeah, you know that's not offensive. That's why people was beating up gay niggas and shit. What's wrong with you? I'm gonna beat that shit up out your ass. You know what I'm saying? At church, they gonna pray the gay away and shit.
Pray the gay away.
You know what I mean? For real though. It's like, that's why the people was like trying to wash it out, because it's like, but y'all like, no, we really like this. And now everybody's like, okay, cool, fine. You know what I'm saying? Right. But it's like, why is it that your sexual activity is like the highlight of your life? That's you know, you magnify that so much. Why, nigga? If a dude always runs around talking about his dick all the time, you know.
Then you guys would be offended. Like, if a heterosexual was just to be doing that all day, every day. Then someone's gonna be offended.
I'm smashing all the girls, nigga. All these bitches. I done fucked your mama, your auntie. I done fucked all the bitches. But nigga, every day, that's all he talks about. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like y'all's community. All y'all fucking talking about is how y'all having sex with. That's really all it is.
Right.
That shit is annoying.
Right. Are you gonna change your sex?
Or are you gonna turn into the opposite sex or whatever? Like, okay, we got you. We got it.
Right.
All right. There's people that I know that do that shit. My nigga Bobby Lindsay, nigga. You know what I'm saying? If anybody knows Bobby, nigga, back in, I'll say, when I fucking used to be around them niggas a lot, you know, elementary school, middle school type shit, Bobby was not dressing like a girl, nigga. He had, like, you know, some mannerisms about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But, so now it's like, nigga, okay, he do what he wanna do. Like, nigga,
right.
Damn.
We
it's
don't
not
care.
Like, I don't know the nigga no more.
We're not looking at y'all like, oh my God, look at him. He's dressed like
Bobby,
a girl.
Still
like,
nigga.
It's obviously
still
mine. You don't give a shit.
I still right. consider that nigga in my family.
It's like they be looking for us to say something like, no,
yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, when you force stuff on us and shit, and that's when heterosexual people might fucking step into that room and saying something offensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's
like
not
the
like...
little Nas X, like, you know? Then we're looking like...
Just, okay, I'm going to bring this up. Just like with that genuine shit. When they had the fake woman... The transsexual, they're talking about, you ain't gonna kiss me, and whoop-de-whoop-bam. He's like, nigga, no. And now they're trying to attack Genuine, like,
oh, yeah,
well, you can't kiss that. The woman. Like, what the fuck is this? This is not a woman. Okay.
Right. He was like, no, like, that's not my thing.
And if he doesn't want to kiss her, then he
you trying to get on the
doesn't
nigga?
Need to kiss her.
Don't touch like... me. You're a man, my nigga.
Right.
I don't do that with men. At your core, you're a man.
Your DNA still says you're a man. Like, it's great that you want to be a woman, but ultimately...
And then you call us homophobic because I deny your... I don't have to accept everything. I'm not going to accept every girl.
Right. That's just like a random guy coming up to me asking, oh, can I get a kiss? Like, no, I don't even know where your mouth's been. Yeah. Like, it doesn't have nothing to do even if, you know...
All right. Jesus.
But the fact that he even let you come up on stage is like, be happy with that.
I'm finna inbox it to you.
So then y'all could be like, oh, he kissed a transgender, and then it's a whole debacle.
That nigga's gay. All that shit.
Right, just like they were saying about, what's his name?
Genuine ain't gay though. So he was like, nigga, no. Back up.
Young Buck.
Oh, God. Young Buck.
Where's he been at?
See, that's another thing. If Young Buck would have came out, nigga, let me ride with me.
He said he'd be messing with transgenders.
That nigga be fucking transgender.
I just be wondering what be going through their head. Like, did you run out of women? Are you just tired of women?
That's a good question.
Well, I think with some pizzazz, he said at first like, he didn't know. And she sucked too.
And he liked it.
And then I know you seen that strong jawline. Come on now.
I didn't see the training, but I did hear it. It was like a call or something he was on. Like, take the picture down.
Oh, yeah. And they tried to say something, too, like, about the baby. Like, they put out, like, a transgender or something put out. Or was it a gay guy? I don't know. Put something out on the baby.
Oh, my God.
Like.
Look, the baby, I... would
this
have
is
to,
what we mean by forcing it onto us.
I want to see it. But no. But I don't think the baby's done okay shit. I don't know. It seems like there's way too many hoes on that nigga. They loving him right now.
I don't know why.
Because he's a man. Nigga got money. He doing his thing. He on top of the world. They trying to tear him down. But he on top of the world. The baby been popping for a couple years straight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the thing is, everybody right. likes him.
Right.
His videos, that nigga got the coldest videos. Mm-hmm. He got the dopest videos out right now. Baby doing his thing. But shit, I know, this world's fucked up, y'all. Mm-hmm. Protect y'all's peace, man. You know what I'm saying? These niggas want to take us for everything.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Well, shit, what y'all need? Y'all want to plug y'all shit real quick, ladies? Get side up out of here.
No, not to accept this friend request.
Like. Still fucking. Jason, get your ass on Instagram, man.
I
want
to see something.
She said, let me see, bend over, let me see.
I just want to say, if anybody knows Dom Kennedy personally or his people, let me know. You know.
This nigga Brittany on a hunt for Dom Kennedy.
I just want to have a conversation.
Okay. Well, if you get with him and you don't like him, you're going to be sad. You're still going to fuck him because you like the way he looks.
No. I just want to have a conversation.
And what y'all going to talk about?
A lot of stuff. He's very intelligent.
All right, bro, he's going to put that dick.
Okay. No.
Right here, baby.
We can Got have me. A conversation with men without the extra.
I don't think so.
I can.
You don't think so.
What? Nope. Double standard. Yes, we can.
Him got some money. Him's fine. Mm.
So, there's a lot of them out here like that.
Yeah. Mm. What's the nigga's name y'all was talking about? The drumline nigga?
Columbus Short. He's ugly
Nah, exactly. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't like him now.
Right. That was
nice. Was they just not riding this nigga's dick? Huh, y'all? Somebody.
Dang,
the
dang, right. Back.
She like, lying. Dude. See how they be backtracking? Oh, no, I don't like the nigga no more.
No. Even like somebody like Chris Brown, I wouldn't sleep with Chris Brown.
Why not? Mm. You don't want to see what that thing do?
No.
What the hell?
No. I would like party with him. Not party, but.
Chris Brown about to tear that pussy up.
It's Chris Brown, but I wouldn't sleep with him now.
Chris Brown about to knock that pussy down. Then they'll be dancing for 2 hours straight. He about to wear your ass out.
No.
He about to tap out.
You got a lot of scam, man.
Fuck yeah, you see what that nigga be doing? Backflips and all that shit. You about to backflip right in your pussy. You gonna be like, I ain't never coming back over here.
I feel like he would be doing too much in the room. Like,
that's what I feel like. I just feel like he'll just be like, especially if he's hitting it from the back. I just feel like he's gonna be like trying to
extra
right.
Like,
no, work your ass.
He's probably gonna be off that powder. Like, oh no,
he ain't never gonna stop. Wow, 2 days later, he's still.
2 days later, right.
Pussy
Ryan
dead.
Gonna be there.
Right.
Reese's trying to. Like, I passed out. Yeah, you niggas like that though. Nigga, I'm sure that nigga be in there all night.
Like, he's fine. He looks good, but no.
Brittany wants some brown. Nigga. She wants some Dom Kennedy, some Columbus
no,
short.
No, I don't.
Get a little sprinkle of.
I just want to have a conversation.
What you want to talk about? I'm just not making jokes.
Why?
Because you think he's going to be, like, inspirational? You think he's going to tickle your brain?
He is. I like the way he...
You said tickle her brain.
That's what she thinks.
I like the stuff that he talks about. I do follow him on Twitter and Instagram. He's not... I think I like him because he's not out there like that. He's not trying to be
doing
in the spotlight.
Like,
yeah. He's just like...
Like, you know...
Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
He's just...
Well, I like you, Brittany. I trust your opinion. So, I'm going to listen to some more Dom Kennedy. I do agree with his beats. I do like his beats.
I'm not a California man.
This nigga, Brittany, these Cali niggas. She left her some Cali niggas. Yo, get in the court. Get your ass in the court.
Not
that's my daughter. Get my daughter in the court. She left her a Cali nigga.
Their voices ain't deep in that, though. Like,
yeah, they have some high voices. Mm-hmm.
High voices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Their accents are.
I need some bass. Yeah, about that.
Well, if anybody knows where Brittany can find Don Kennedy, send it to playspodcast@gmail.com. She will be checking.
I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm gonna check him out. I like what's that song he did? He did like a remake of damn.
I like Larry June too.
Larry June's tight.
Yeah, I like Larry June.
Larry June is dope. He's doing his own thing. Yeah, he seems like a smooth nigga. Real cool.
I wanna hang out with him.
They got the dope whips. Oh, Larry June cold. He's really like, he does seem like somebody's uncle. He be calling himself Uncle Larry and shit. Like, boy, he looks like an uncle.
Put in the oranges, like buy his stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, that nigga's dope, nigga. Well, shit, man. Y'all niggas, about to play a podcast. Oh, goddamn, y'all. On Instagram.
Eating and drinking and
right.
I told y'all I was hungry.
It's time to end this.
We definitely about to end it. Fucking, y'all go to the thing. You know what I'm saying? Hit follow. Send your niggas over there and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And my nigga Jason, nigga. Hit me, bro. Put that shit in the thing. In my inbox. Hit your ass up. We're going to get this going. Brittany is, I don't know. I don't think nobody's on here.
On Instagram.
But one day.
This is not a game.
A lot of niggas. But on God, y'all. So I feel like, you know, going in a good direction and shit. We gonna get it cracking. I definitely want to incorporate food though, more food, not just weird food, some good ass food too. Mm-hmm. Real talk. So we'll get it in. But ladies, y'all shoot y'all's thing out there. Instagram.
Sorry. You can follow me on IG TIEMARIE 22
at Gmail. Yeah, come on.
POV of Bree.
I said that G, man. My ass is dumb.
Instagram.
POV and my nigga named Bree. Big thump. Oh. What up, nigga? I should have told that nigga to come over here today. Why the fuck didn't I fucking text this nigga? Because you ain't even. Is you out of town this week? Or was it next week he was leaving, bro? What up, big cousin? What's going down, man? C-Ro. Mm-hmm. We was just about to hop off this motherfucker, y'all.
We are about to hop off. What you talking about?
I am about to hop off because I'm starving. I got to fucking eat. But damn, why the fuck did not... Man, see, I be doing too much, man. My brain, man. Cause I know Dre would have had some shit for see, he said next weekend. God damn it. It's all good. It's all good. But how that nigga Jason, you remember that nigga Jason Daniels? That nigga gonna come through and cook, nigga. We gonna do some cool shit. But all right, y'all niggas follow me on Instagram, Truth from the Six. On Instagram, follow the Players Podcast on Twitter and all that good shit. All right. But hey, if y'all know some weird fucking food combos, shoot them to me, nigga. Especially if it's good. If it's real weird and good, all right, let's do it. Yeah, all right. So after you come back, and I think I seen that food. H just texted me too. I gotta fucking, let me see what that nigga's talking about. But so the week you come back, nigga, let's jump back off. We try to get some food too. I might even just cook. Hey, play a podcast. Play a podcast. Niggas like eating, nigga. I love eating shit. That's why she don't want y'all camera, because she feel like she's too fat, y'all. But guess what? I'm going to keep working on it. We going to get her ass back right. She ain't going to be camera shy. Yeah, hit him back. He been trying to give you movie credits. Okay, for sure. All right, for sure. All right, y'all. Well, let me get off here, man. Handle some business. Y'all niggas be smooth. Y'all do y'all's thing. Y'all keep saying, player, gone. Play a podcast. Player. Hey.
I say something.